BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 28th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northwest Bailey 978, expected Norwegian Basin 984 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s, Cromarty. Southwesterly, veering westerly later except in the Utsiras, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 except in the Utsiras. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, except in Cromarty. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest veering west, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dogger, then decreasing 4 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest veering northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in Thames. Rain for a time, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north and west. Showers at first. Good. Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest veering west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Irish Sea. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Rockall and Hebrides, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 5 to 7, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, wintry later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or snow, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west 5, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 999, now falling. Stornoway, west-southwest 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 993, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Wake Automatic, southwest 5, 13 miles, 993, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south 4, more than 38 miles, 997, falling. Lookers, southwest by west 5, recent rain, 24 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Boomer, southwest 4, recent precipitation, 35 miles, 1,003, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 1,008, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 50 metres, 1,016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 1,017, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest by south 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, missed. 2 miles, 1,016, falling. Milford Haven, southwest 4, slight drizzle and rain. 1.5 miles, 1,013, falling. Aberporth, southwest by south 5, heavy drizzle. 2 miles, 1,012, falling. Valley, southwest by south 6, recent rain. 6 miles. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 6, 4 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Valencia, west 4, 6 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest 5, 6 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 6, slight showers, 7 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 5, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,002, now rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 27th of March. The general situation. The southwesterly airflow, currently affecting most of the United Kingdom, will veer westerly or northwesterly during Friday as an area of low pressure moves eastwards to the north of Scotland. There will be gales in the north and rain or showers in most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest veering west, 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest veering west, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, then occasionally 5 again later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 for a time in east, then veering northwesterly later. Rain for a time, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain for a time at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest veering northwest 4 to 6. Rain for a time at first, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Rain at first in Liverpool Bay, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in east. Squally showers. Moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Squally showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in far north, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the close of play here on Radio 4. In a moment, we'll hand over to the BBC World Service to keep the valves glowing through the night. Radio 4 opens up for the new day at 5 o'clock with Jane Steele. Just time to mention another option if you're not quite ready to switch off yet. There is a murder mystery thriller by David Ellis on Radio 4 Extra in a moment. Find the Lady was first broadcast in 1969, so a real classic. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. From me, Ron Brown, newsreader Vijay Alas, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, a very restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the world's two largest democracies, the United States and India. Coming up, Canada's Prime Minister says the US is no longer a reliable partner.
We will fight the US tariffs with retaliatory trade actions of our own that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impacts here in Canada.
And we'll hear from the mayor of the Canadian city at the heart of its car industry. He tells us that tariffs are already affecting its economy.
The uncertainty that's been out in the economy for the past couple of months has caused people to save and wait for the rainy day. And we're a community that knows about the cyclical nature of manufacturing and automotive.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that the old relationship with the United States, based on deepening economic integration and security cooperation, is over. He said Canada must dramatically reduce its dependence on the US because Washington was no longer a reliable partner. Mr. Carney was speaking after President Trump announced tariffs on all imports of cars.
I reject any attempts to weaken Canada, to wear us down, to break us so that America can own us. That will never happen. And our response to these latest tariffs is to fight, is to protect, and to build. We will fight the US tariffs with retaliatory trade actions of our own that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impacts here in Canada.
President Putin has said geopolitical competition in the Arctic is intensifying, and Russia thinks the US plan to acquire Greenland is serious. He said the US ambition to take over Greenland had long-standing historical roots, but the situation had nothing to do with Russia. Denmark, which has sovereignty over Greenland, says the people there have no interest in becoming a US territory. King Charles has spent a short time in hospital after experiencing temporary side effects from his cancer treatment. The British monarch, who's 76, was diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer in February last year. Our royal correspondent, Daniela Ralph, has more details.
During the day, while undergoing regular treatment for cancer, the King experienced some side effects. He was kept under observation at the London clinic before being discharged back to Clarence House. The palace described the King as being on good form. He had dinner with the Queen this evening and worked on state papers in his study. But it is a reminder that he is still dealing with cancer and has now been having treatment for more than a year. Buckingham Palace has stressed it doesn't view this as a major setback and that the King's treatment is going in a positive